Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Stand by, please. Praise God. And welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. February 9th. 2 o'clock, 2024. I want to thank all of my supporters who have helped me stay on air. And I will never forget the people who has helped me. I'm going to bless a lot of people who's blessed me. I want to thank the Lord for Brother Tommy that teaches, Apostle Tommy teaches out of Finland. Lift him up in prayer. There ain't no deliverance minister there but him in Finland. If you would like to get his email, you can email me and I can get the email forwarded to him. If you need any type of prayer or counseling or deliverance, contact us here. We are a non-denominational apostolic ministry. And we've been on air for 14 years. And if you are a Christian, and if the devil is not attacking you, you should be concerned, because he doesn't attack Christians unless they're a threat to his kingdom. I want to talk about an enemy that we have within us. The book of Genesis tells me something startling. And when I read this after the fall of man, it really changed my life. And as Cain killed Abel and Adam sinned against God and Eve, we became a race of fallen people. Because of Jesus and his death has redeemed us only through Christ, not through nobody else. In Genesis chapter 4:7, it says, if thou dost well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou dost not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire. And thou shalt rule over him. Because of the fallen nature of Adam and Eve, all of us are born into sin. And we need to understand the importance of Jesus. A lot of Christians don't have the knowledge. And I've got to get this. The Lord just told me to give this to you. This is very important. I have to get this sermon. Wait a minute. A lot of Christians don't know or have a relationship with God. They have a relationship with their church building or their pastor. But when I talk about this subject, I don't really get a whole lot of people. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for one person to rejoice. If I can get one person saved, rejoice. Please, can you please, I ask all of you to tell someone about this radio ministry. I thank God for the few people who gives of this ministry. I want to thank Apostle Tommy. Thank Sister Durden. I want to thank Brother Rodriguez Baker. I want to thank Brother Sammy. I thank God for these people. And if this ministry has been a blessing to you, sow a seed. Keep us on air. I won't be saying this when I settle my case. I'm just going to teach. And I'm coming up against the enemy. Devil that's trying to block my blessing. The devil wants to do everything he can to stop us from serving the Lord. Sin separates us from God. Now, if I was talking about prosperity and money coming to you, this thing would be packed. It's sad that we're in the 24th century and Christians connect their salvation to a church building or a pastor. No pastor has died on the cross for you. No bishop has died on the cross for you. Our sin, our sinful fleshly nature comes from Adam and Eve. And I would like to share some things with you because the Lord revealed to me that we can inherit our fathers and our mothers and ancestors sin. Our fathers have sinned and we abhor their iniquity. Lamentations 5:7. And I notice certain subjects that I can teach on where the devil will do everything he can to block a person from hearing it. But I pray in the name of Jesus that he be removed. I ask the Lord to forgive me for all of my sins, known and unknown. God, your word says we confess our fault that you are just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness. Forgive all of us, Lord. We are sinners, saved by grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Never think that you're a Christian and you have raised to the point where you don't sin. All of us deals with this, but yet all of us, we try to push it to the side. We try to hear certain doctrines that we want to hear. But it doesn't work like that in the Bible. Sin is destroying nations, communities, families, and people. I've never heard a pastor throughout my life, but one, no, two. Derek Prince and Pastor Wayne Thompson talk on about sin. I never heard it. You never hear it. You never hear sermons about hell. We have an obligation, and it's an obligation that is very, very important to us, but as we are in the world, and as we get caught up in paying bills and doing this and doing that and doing all these governmental things, we forget that it's up to us to change our lives, Jesus Christ. And I can tell you throughout 62 years of being on this earth, if it wasn't for God's mercy and grace, none of us would be here. I would like for you to have a desire to study the word. And there's a lot of Christians don't have a desire to study the Bible. I notice that people, we can do everything, anything. Yes, we can. Everything and anything. But read the Bible. Sin is connected to our flesh because this thing has to be crucified. And through 62 years, let me tell you something, it's not easy to do it. Don't never look at a person and think that they're holier than Jesus because they're not. One of us who has flesh has to deal with crucifying it. I'm not here to judge anyone, but sin is our enemy, just like demons are our enemy. As a matter of fact, demons depend on you to sin so they can get a legal right in your life. Sin is a me-first, self-pleasing attitude of the heart, which denies God's authority to direct our lives and our world. Sinful actions threatens the core of our relationship. There are two sins. One is pride, and the other one is unbelief. Pride is definitely by an attitude which is demanding and arrogant. The first sin that had ever happened was not with Adam and Eve. It was with Satan, with his pride. Easy it is for any one of us to be infected with pride, or releasing this unbelief also in the root of our flesh and our heart. Lord, the heart is desperately wicked above all imaginations. Struggle. The works of the flesh, you don't even hear that on sermons. Now, I was going to different churches here in Atlanta just to check them out, just to see what they are talking about. I find it quite disturbing to see doctrine that had nothing to do with sin. It had nothing to do with holiness. It had nothing to do with casting out demons. It had nothing to do with laying on hands. I've been to so many churches, and I see the same thing over and over and over. An absence of the true word of God in all phases and facets of life. We are in some dark times. Temptation is all on the internet. It's everywhere. Did you know that it's our responsibility for us to modify our bodies, that we should obey it, obey that by the Holy Spirit, not by the fleshly lust? See, sin comes from within the heart. The heart has to be right with God. It is not up to the Lord to change your heart. You have to ask God, create in me a clean heart. You have to ask him, because this flesh doesn't want to hear anything about righteousness, holiness. People are more into politics, so-called Christians in America, than anything. Do we die to ourselves? Please turn to Ephesians 4, Ephesians chapter 4, please. All of us have certain sins that you like, and you have to be honest and say, Lord, this is wrong. I like this, but this is wrong. You have to want to do something about it. It's a struggle for everybody. So I'm speaking off of some serious experience in my life. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I can't even be teaching right now. Right now. Please go to Ephesians 4:17. Old life and the new. Some Christians never change their life. Some Christians when they get saved, the devil will lie to you and tell you you've been saved since you was a child. Look, oh, I've been saved since I was a boy. The work of light and darkness is constantly under attack to us as humans. There are forces that is unseen that tries to stop us from serving God and his demons. And I'm noticing that if a person hasn't been taught about the things of God, it is very, very impossible for them to stay rooted with the Lord. Let me give you some comfort. I don't care how many times you sin. Don't never give up with the Lord. See, that's what the devil wants you to do. Don't make the mistake that our forefathers did when you sinned. They made a grievous mistake. And that mistake was very costly for mankind. And I pray that you hear me, because God wants to fellowship with all of us. And as a Christian, you have the blood of Jesus to forgive you for your sins. Now, I'm not saying don't just go running to sin or rush to sin. I believe that's in a person's heart. If that heart is not changed, then the cycle is going to keep going over and over and over until you die. Adam and Eve did something that was totally wrong, but how they approached it was definitely wrong, because the sin that they committed, they didn't go to the Lord on. They ran away from God. Genesis 3:1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. Now, I'm not here to say which one sinned, because both of them sinned. I want to show you something, that when we sin, we need to run to the Lord. And I notice a lot of people don't do that. If the condemnation gets in, and the condemnation is because the Holy Spirit is trying to convict us of a sin and trying to show us, hey, you can't do that. I feel bad when I commit certain sins. All sin is unto death. There's no big sin or little sin. It's just sin. And I'm finding when people try to categorize the sin, well, you know, I'm doing this a little lie, and that's all right. That's better than adultery. It's still sin. Jimmy Carter, the president of the United States in the early 79 and 80s in that era, they asked him, President Carter, have you ever sinned and lust? I mean, have you ever committed adultery? He said, yes, with my eyes. That was all kind of ways, the eyes, lust of the flesh. These things have to be rooted out. But you can't do it without God. And we see here the downfall of man. And then we see the deception that the devil did to our first mother and father, Genesis 3:4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Brought a lie to her thoughts. How many of us get bombarded with wicked thoughts that come through our fleshly mind every day? I don't care what you've done. I don't care how you've done it. I don't care. Run to Jesus. Don't run to your pastor. He can't save you. And if you're married, why are you running to your pastor? Run to your husband. Your husband is your pastor. For God does know that in the day ye eat therefore, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. You see how the devil can plant things into us and cause us to sin? Do you know where the main battleground in our lives that deals with sin is our thought life? We are bombarded over and over and over and over and over with thought life. I had a dream. It definitely wasn't of the Lord. And I rebuked it. I don't believe in dreams. I believe that the Word and God can talk to me through the Bible, although that has happened with some prophets, but everybody's not a prophet. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that what was pleasant to the eyes, that's what got her, our eyes. Looking at a woman in the wrong areas of her body. Looking at food that you know you can't eat and you go eat it. That's the devil. And then the Bible says in Genesis 3:7, and the eyes of them both was open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. That's the first time that mankind had clothes on. Now we have to wear clothes because of this sin. If it wasn't for Adam and Eve doing this sin, we could walk around in the garden. They had no clothes on. They didn't need it because it was not perverted. But the eyes can pervert things when the devil gives you the imagination to do it. And in Genesis 3:9, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Now God knows every thought in your mind, Ezekiel 11:5. Every thought. Everybody who is a Christian is dealing with something with sin. I don't care who you are. The pastors, they dealing with it. They saying it's greed and money. Mammoth. And he said, I heard the voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree wherefore I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, the woman who thou givest to me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Now he's sinning here. Adam is sinning here. Adam knew wrong and right, but Adam didn't want to take responsibility for his sin and try to blame it on Eve. This is what's caused the problem of mankind falling from the grace of God. And he said, and did I eat? And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And when that happened, we lost the opportunity to be into the garden. Ephesians 4:17 says, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Vanity of their mind. Definition for vanity. Excessive pride in or admiration of one's own appearance or achievement. The quality of being worthless and futile. See, the thought patterns of us. When we don't cast these thoughts down, I can sip in and create havoc for us in this flesh. The struggle Paul encountered, the same struggle, and he specifically explains how this thing works. Romans. And when I was on crack cocaine, this is what I dealt with for many, many years. On air now live at www.livedeliverance.com. You can hear me a little bit, but try to save your battery so I can call you, make sure that you're there when you get home. Try to save your battery time. As I struggled with crack cocaine, only God loved me. Only God got me out of this. I struggled with it. I struggled with that thing years. And I'm going to use myself as an example of the struggle that I had of crack cocaine. I don't have it now. Thanks God for his mercy and grace in time of need. Because if we don't have grace, it's impossible for us to try to serve the Lord. And this scripture touched me. It touched me so much. It carried me too. And I had to ask the Lord, please help me. Forty-five more minutes. And I said, Lord, help me with this. I did not know that throughout the making a mistake was sin. When you're doing crack cocaine and you're smoking it, you ain't thinking about nothing. It fills the brain cells. It lifts air, comes up from the brain and get this euphoria. These addictions are very, very hard to get rid of because they are connected with demonic spirits. But the Lord gave me grace. Today, I don't care what you've done. Don't run away from the Lord. That's what the devil wants you to do. This flesh has to be crucified. That's a lifetime accomplishment. There's no quick fixes in anything. We need to thank the Lord that we have an advocate that sits at the right hand of the Father to intercede and pray for us, Jesus. I really appreciate that. Have you ever done something and you know, why I do this? What make me want to do this sin? And then after you do it, you feel bad. I felt so bad after I sent up all my money on crack cocaine. This was 30 years ago now. I ain't talking about yesterday. I felt so bad. I used to put my head up under the cover. I knew wrong, but I knew the Lord and backstabbed it. It was miserable. Didn't have no food. The Lord blessed me with a nice job, making good money, and throwing it away. The Bible tells us that Satan wants to hinder us in 1 Thessalonians 2:18. But, you know, I'm finding that the devil really don't have a whole lot of power that we give him legal rights when we sin. All sin is under death. So I'm not here to convict nobody. I sin. You sin. You can sin subconsciously. Now, the Lord is moving on me to tell me that you're looking at your pastors like he's Jesus. He's not. He sins. Every human being on this earth sins, whether they want to or not. There's no way you can go without sin for a whole year. You know, they do it. Why? The fallen nature. We are born rebels. Derek Prince says that we are born rebels. And as I asked the Lord and cried out to the Lord, Lord, please get me off this crack cocaine. He carried me through with his grace and his mercy. He carried you through with yours. It may not have been crack cocaine. I don't care what it is. I can't name all kinds of sins, but sin is sin. But whatever it is, call on the Lord. Crack cocaine was a trap from the enemy. See, the devil is subtle. I started off as a drug dealer. Then I started off with snorting cocaine. And then from that to crack. And did the devil steal a lot of my time in my life? But in 2 Corinthians 10:6, the Bible says, having in the readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. God knows that we have a struggle. Yours may not be crack. Yours may be gluttony. Whatever it is, don't try to do it without Christ, because Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. You need his grace. If we didn't have grace, wouldn't nobody really be a Christian? Every one of us struggles with something. This is what I'm trying to get at. I'm not trying to point a finger at nobody, because when you point your finger at somebody, you got one looking back at you and three looking right back at you. Your finger's looking right back at you. This is a battle as a Christian. It's not easy being a Christian. I've known brothers, me, myself, Evangelist Taylor spoke on the spirit of Antichrist, and she came under heavy attack. I got an apostle, Tommy, bring that word so hard in Finland. He'd be bringing it. And the devil tried to attack him. He tried to attack me. You want the devil to fear you through the blood of Jesus to keep him away from you. But you can't say that with your flesh. See, the flesh struggles. Oh, my God. The flesh struggles. And the best way I can tell that to you, I want you to hold on to Romans chapter 7, and I want to go to the book of Galatians. In the book of Galatians, I got to find it. This Bible is so messed up. I got to get me another Bible. So please be patient with me. Second Corinthians, there it goes. And then we got, if you turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free. And then it says, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Sin is bondage. We need Jesus' grace to even to try to attempt to crucify our flesh. The flesh does not want to be crucified. The flesh will fight, and the demons in you will fight to keep you from reading the Bible. They'll fight to keep you from saying, Lord, I'm sorry. Peter asked Jesus, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother? He said 77 times, 77 times a day. That's a lot. That's about 900 something times a day. And the devil knows that God has given us liberty, but he's hoping that you would do the same thing that he did to Adam and Eve, trick them. Adam and Eve put aprons and they hid themselves from God. I hear many people call me and tell me, well, I'm going to get right with the Lord. I'm going to get right, said, and then I'm going to get ready to serve the Lord. I got to get straightened out. And I said, you can't get straightened out. What you mean? It's Jesus that can help you through the benefits that he's given us, grace, mercy, kindness, and forgiveness. How are you going to work it out? And so this is how the devil gets people away from God, put it in their imagination that they can straighten themselves out without the word of God. It's impossible. It's just impossible. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Then it breaks down the conflict between spirit and flesh. Now, in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the Bible says we have a body, mind, soul, and spirit. Do you know that we have a conflict with the flesh? It didn't say a demon. It says the flesh, a conflict with it. This I say, go to Galatians 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. When I heard this for the first time, I'm like, how to do that? No one ever taught me how to do that. How do you walk in the Spirit? You have to train your spirit, and it also has to be cleansed. Let us cleanse ourselves from all the spirits of the flesh and spirit. Flesh and spirit. We have to, only the Word can cleanse us through his Word. And I never had no one to teach me how to walk in the Spirit. That has to be taught by the Holy Spirit in a relationship with you as you read the Word of God. Then it says in Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary that one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. That is our problem. Sin does not want us to do the thing that God wants us to do. It is at the door every day in your life. It's a battle. I'm not here to be spiritual. I'm just breaking this down as simple as I can. You cannot change yourself. It's impossible. Sin. We was born in sin. Born in sin. And because of Jesus, because of his death and his resurrection, because he is the new second Adam now, we should thank him. God, Lord Jesus, we should thank him. I remember when I was in a car accident. The car flipped over 3 times. How am I here? The grace of God. On crack, somebody robbing me. Putting a gun against my head. I'm here fiending. My flesh was in them demons in me, fiending for a hit. Well, you may not have had that problem, but whatever problem you got, care to the Lord. Cast your care upon him. Cry out to God. Keep fellowshipping with him. Don't give up. You know, sin can weigh you down to make you backslide. And a lot of people backslide because they just give up. Don't give up. The Lord has never given up off of us. Every day we wake up, we have an opportunity to serve Christ every day. This needs to be taught more because a lot of people are struggling with something that they don't even know what they're struggling with. It's so sad. I had a person call me and say, what is the flesh? And I was like, oh my God. You'd be surprised of what doctrine people are under if it's not the Bible. And he says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would, so that ye cannot do the things that we would. The spiritual conflict with believers involves the whole person. The struggle is whether they will surrender to the sinful natures and its inclinations, and again, submit to sin's control, or whether they will yield to the Spirit's demand and continue under Christ's domination. The battlefield within Christians themselves or the conflicts must continue throughout their earthly life if they are evidently can ring with Christ. So this thing is going to last, and it's going to keep going until you leave this earth. When you sin, Lord, forgive me. Ask God, Lord, show me why I'm doing this. If you can't, ask him. He'll tell you. I desire that you have a personal relationship with the Lord, because this is a battle that we deal with. Now, the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envy, murder, drunken, reveling, and such like, of that which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We can't let the devil send us to hell through our flesh. The scripture says in Galatians 6:3, for if a man thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. And many Christians will deceive themselves. They're not sin, and they walk in holy, playing righteousness, playing, I got it together. No, you don't have it together because you were born in sin. And I want everybody to know that we all struggle with this thing. This is going to be a 2 or 3-part series, depending on how many people listen. But I still got to teach it because it's one person, because God may want this person to hear this. Please turn to Romans. Thus, all humble, because we all are struggling with sin, just as Eve fell with her eyes. Well, 1 John 2:15 says, the pride of life, and it even deals with the lust of our eyes. My God. Boy. 1 John 2:15. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, that's one way we can get away from sin, is not liking the sinful nature that the world gives us and offers us. For all that is in the world, that's every pastor, every human being, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. See, it's a problem with everybody. It's probably T.D. Jake, the Pope, Holy Father? Are you crazy? The Roman Catholic Church called the priest Holy Father. That's a human being who sins. This is a message for all of us. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust therefore. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Satan don't want us to know Christ. And what the devil wants us to do, what he is counting on us to sin so that he can condemn us and keep condemning 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 us. And the Lord wants you to say, ask me, come ask me so I can help you. Come ask me so I can help you. But the devil say, look at that sin you created, and you talking about going to church. He can plant that in people's minds, and people will believe that. 1 John 2:3 says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that says, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfect. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that says he abided in him ought to himself also walk, even as he walked. But we can't, because the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit lusts against the flesh. It's a battle. Keeps you backwards and forth. Many Christians don't even recognize that the struggles that they are dealing with are demonic, generational curses, transfer of spirits, false doctrine, and etc. We cannot continue to allow the devil to control us, yet we are confessing that Jesus is the Son of God, or our flesh. It is a struggle for everyone. Let's close with Romans. Verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul under sin. That's all of our problems. We're carnal. We're soul under sin. Don't forget, this is Paul speaking to the Romans. And when I read this many years ago, I said, that's the problem I had when I was doing cocaine. And this became my favorite scripture since I've been a Christian, that in Acts 10:38. And my second favorite scripture is, make an end of readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled, 2 Corinthians. In Romans 7:14, it says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. That which I do, I allow not. That's us. That's all of us as humans. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Now, this really touched me, because when I was on crack cocaine, I lived this. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. It was a struggle. And then God began to show me, in order to get off crack cocaine, you got to find out the solution to what brought you to crack cocaine, rejection. Because when people do drugs, they are trying to escape something. You may not do drugs. You may try to escape it through food. It doesn't matter. We have to continue to walk with the Lord. Get back up, the prodigal son. Young man spent all of his earnings and was in with the swines. He said, I need to come home. And the father was so happy to see him. They cut a fattest lamb and they ate. We have a father that loves us. And Jesus cares for us. Run to Jesus, please. Don't allow the spirit of condemnation. But God has not given us the spirit of condemnation. He didn't give us the spirit of condemnation. And the Bible says in Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So if you're walking after the spirit, you shouldn't be getting condemnation. But I want to reach out to all of you that no one ever taught me this. And I'm quite sure if any of you learned this sermon or have been taught this, please email me. I'd like to put you on the show. You can teach it. But see, the devil don't want you to know this. God has so many benefits. His word is medicine to us. Proverbs 4:20 and 21. And when I looked at this scripture, I said, this is me. This ain't nothing but me through my walk with the Lord. And when I was on crack cocaine, God gave this to me after I got delivered from it. In Romans 7, verse 15, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. I hated crack cocaine. Derek Prince said during a deliverance session that there was a young lady, and she was married to a soldier, a Green Beret, and she told Derek Prince, I'm so tired of adultery. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And when you get tired of something, you'll be able to get the energy to give it to Christ to strengthen you to fight it. And the lady said, I don't even want to do this, but yet I'm doing it. There's no temptation such as common to man, Romans 10:13. Christ can provide a way out, but do we want a way out? Because if our heart's not right, it's going to lean towards sin. We have to have God to create in us a clean heart. I also found out the Lord revealed to me that my sins and the things I created was inherited through my father. He was an alcoholic, but he stopped. This stuff is transferred down from generation to generation. And only one person can stop it. That's Jesus with his mercy and his grace. Verse 17, now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwell in me. For I know that is in me, that is in my flesh, dwell no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Boy, that's powerful. More than any words in this chapter 7, these clearly point to a pre-conversation period under the law. This is so far for the following reasons. Paul is demonstrating the insufficiency of the law to redeem us through grace, not the insufficiency of the gospel, but the grace redeemed to deliver us from the power of sin. Paul states that those who are in the flesh are being fruits of death unto death, and the devil knows that. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Don't put no apron and run away from him. I don't care what you did. Don't quit. No one gave me no encouragement when I was on crack. But the Lord, no one was there to help me but the Lord. I used to drink Russian vodka half a gallon in 2 days. It's a miracle that I'm here. Some of us use certain sins to escape things, and yet it's us. Romans 7:15, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law, that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know in me, that is in my flesh, dwell no good thing. For to will is present with me. but how to perform that which is good I find not. The Bible says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's our flesh. For the good that I would, I not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. That's all of us. That's every last one of us. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inner man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Jesus Christ can deliver us all from sin. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ. It didn't say I thank God through your pastor or through your bishop. It says I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. It is a struggle. You cannot do it on your own. You have to meditate day and night. Do you know it's a sin to not forgive a person? I can sit here and talk about all kinds of sins. Jesus is our advocator. Whatever you do, confess your fault. The Bible says, should we continue in sin? No, Romans 6:1. But the Lord knows that we have these problems because he lived in the flesh himself, but yet without no sins. Today, let us thank the Lord for his grace. Thank him for forgiving you. Thank him for giving you another life. What about if you would have died in that sin? Every night I ask the Lord to forgive me. Lord Jesus, forgive me. We need Jesus more in this last days than ever. Sin is all on TV. Men kissing men on TV now. Satan has filled the airways with pornography that has bound and taxed so many Christian men. And if you don't have a church that does deliverance, you ain't going to never grow. Find a place where they're teaching the Sabbath. If not, you're welcome to join here at livedeliverance.com. If you need deliverance, please email me. We have taking a break. I'm going to be taking a sabbatical, but I'll still be teaching. I've been dealing with casting out demons for 15 years straight, nonstop. So I'm taking this opportunity to rest myself. I'll still be bringing the word. And I'll still be doing deliverance with the people that's still in line. And after that, I'm going to give myself a break, but not with teaching the word. I want you to know that the Lord loves you. And God cares for you. And I want you to also to realize this. Have a desire to study the Bible. Ask God, Lord, put it in my heart to study the Bible. Without the word, you can't change. Amen. God bless you. Sow a seed. We really need to finance it. If it wasn't for the small amount of people that God has given us, we couldn't even be on air. And the Lord is going to bless me with a settlement. And every last one of you, I know who helped me, and I know that I'm going to help them. And I'm going to bless every last one of these people who have helped me. I'm praying that my settlement come through with my disability from the U.S. military. And when it do, I'm going to bless those who bless me. If you don't have, when you have, give to those who have helping you. Thank the Lord for them. It is the grace of God that I'm on air. Because what I teach is not popular. And what the devil will try to do is to shut me off through finances. I go outside and rake leaves to keep this radio station on. I've done it. But my day is coming. My breakthrough is coming. Yours too. Don't quit with the Lord. Where are you going to go? Jesus said, without me, can't do nothing. Where are you going to go? What am I going to do without the Lord? As much as I know the scriptures, I go straight to hell faster than any of you. Don't quit on the Lord. He loves you. He cares for you. Starting Monday, we're going to be doing deliverance, teaching deliverance starting Monday. And I'm trying to change up my hours to connect to different people worldwide. We do have Rumble, and I thank Brother Tommy for the technical part, but I got to find out how to stream Rumble. I'm not that good in technical stuff here. God called me to a ministry that deals with technical stuff, and I just definitely depend on the Lord. And I'm going to try to get it and bring the Word of God to you on Rumble so that we can get another more audience than what we have with our format. Can you tell someone about livedeliverance.com? Please do at www.livedeliverance.com. We're on 24 hours a day. On Sundays, we'll be having Pastor Wang C. Thompson every Sunday between 2 o'clock and 12 midnight. That's Fellowship of Faith Church, 404-346-1162 on Dotson County Drive in Eastbourne, Georgia. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and pray for this country. We really need it. Never quit with the Lord. Never quit. Don't let sin push you away from God where you can't run to God. We saw that with Adam and Eve. Don't do that. Run to the Lord. I don't care what it is. I cried out to God for 12 years. I said, Lord, this thing was the hardest thing I got delivered from was crack cocaine. There are other spirits that we can deal with, but I'm going to deal with the one that I knew that I struggled the most and use me as an example that God can deliver me. I never had to go to a rehab. They don't work. Alcoholic Anonymous have you to confess. I'm an alcoholic. No, I'm not. I'm a new creature in Christ. Those things don't work. Only the power of God can deliver you from anything if you believe. God bless you. Sow a seed to keep us on air. We really would appreciate if we can get more people, not that I want your money, to be able to bless people on my staff. I don't have the money to do it because what I get, I have to pay my internet bill. I don't get that much doing this. I'm not in this for money. I'm in this to please my Father and to teach the gospel to the lost and to bring topics that they don't bring in churches. Please go to www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand icon and sow a seed and pray for us, pray for my staff members. Lift us up in prayer. When you're on front line, it ain't easy. But guess what? We got Jesus. And all of us who can call on his name can be delivered from anything. I don't care what it is. God can deliver you. He delivered me from crack. I don't have no desire. I done seen it. I don't even want it. Don't have not one desire. That's the power of God. I couldn't do it. If I would have done it, I didn't need Jesus. I had to go to Jesus to get this done. We need Jesus. We need him in everything in our lives. Please study the Bible and get to know him personally. God bless you. Again, sow a seed at www.livedeliverance.com. Look on the lower left hand of the icon of the PayPal. We will definitely appreciate your offering. We have a few people that keep this ministry going. I want to bless them. I wish I could have extra money, but I am when I get my settlement. I want to thank Sister Sheila for helping me so much with Facebook. I want to thank Sister Durden for being with me for 15 years. I want to thank Pastor Steve Lee for teaching, Apostle Tommy out of Finland, who's really hitting nails on the kingdom of God in that country. In Finland, if you can hear me, anybody in Finland, this, you can go to livedeliverance.com and go to YouTube, and you can see all of his sermons from Finland. Yes, the gospel is in Finland. And we want the gospel. It's also in Jamaica because we teach there. We want to thank Pastor Earl and his family, and thank Apostle Tommy, Brother T-Ro. Mama, come on now. I love you. God bless every last one of you and sow a seed to keep us on air. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful Sabbath. Good night. I'm off air now. I'm finna call you. Hey, babe, I'm just got off air. You know what? Oh, I've never been there. How'd that look? How does Ultra Rears look? I've never been there. No, I said, how is Ultra Rears? I've never been there. Yeah. A lot of white people be around there? I don't mess with white people. I don't be nowhere around them. Not around no white people. We'll get a hotel and go to a restaurant there. We'll go there. Yeah. Yes, babe. I'd be glad to get there, babe. I'm so tired. Can I tell you something? You remember you told me to change my clothes? I changed my clothes, and when my car pulled up, it was pouring down rain. I had to work in the cold, in the rain. I was soaking wet. I got in the tub, babe, put some Epsom salt in me, and dried myself off because I didn't want to catch no cold. Yeah, it started raining. I had to fix my car because my garage got too much stuff. My neighbor helped me. I had to fix it in the rain. Well, I'm home, babe, for the rest of the day. And I will be here. God bless everybody and have a wonderful evening, those who listen to this here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. I'm talking to my fiance. God bless all of you and have a wonderful evening.